The LA Clippers season is over, and Lawrence Frank on Thursday had his exit interview, not because he's leaving or anything like that, but just the final interview of the season. He answered a lot of questions: what the plans are for Kawhi Leonard and Paul George moving forward, whether they want to bring Russell Westbrook back, whether Tyloo would be back as head coach. Going to be examining it all and breaking them all down on today's Locked On Offseason Cancun Clippers.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir. You are locking in with the Clips. Thank you for making Locked On Clippers the first listen of your day, your team every day. I'm your host, Darren Vaziri, in my 18th season as a Clipper fan. That just ended, actually. So 18th going on 19th season as a Clipper fan. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod and subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, where I had my own, you know, separate recap of what I felt about the season. Locked On Clippers is free and available on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including YouTube, where I want you to tell me what you think of Lawrence Frank's comments. Which one made you the most happy, per se? Which one made you the most concerned that you didn't like him saying? Going to be talking about a lot of quotes, you know, what he said about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George's future with the team and what his plans are. Also, Westbrook, and we're going to be examining that situation a little bit, and then what he said about Ty Lue. But I want to start out with the first quote. Oh, man. I hate to say I told you so. I hate to say I told you so. It's almost like he was reading my tweets and listening to these podcasts all season. Obviously, I'm joking. But it just is funny to me when people think I'm exaggerating about the seeding and how important it is. And people are going to tell me, well, what's it doing for Memphis? What's it doing for Sacramento? Memphis and Sacramento, I have to say, are in two unfortunate situations, with the Lakers having traded, you know, Russell Westbrook and getting a nice return for him and making their team a lot better. You know, they're playing a non-typical seven seed. But that being said, the Grizzlies are unfortunate that they have Brandon Clark and Steven Adams out. You know, they're a great regular season team, but they are injured. So it's not like they're a fully healthy two seed. The Sacramento Kings, on the other hand, look, I don't think they'd have a chance to win this series with that home court advantage. They still have a chance with Game 6 on Friday, but they're also playing against a team that just happened to have a train wreck regular season and are the defending champs. But overall, I still think a top 3 seed will win the championship this year. I stand by that. If there is going to be an exception, it will be the Warriors, because they're battle-tested. And all season long, I said that the only team that can kind of bin off the regular season and just kind of turn it up in the playoffs, they're the Warriors. We are not of that caliber. We are not battle-tested like that. We do not have the chemistry. I mean, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Stephen Curry have been playing with each other now for, I think, since Draymond got drafted. I want to say this is year 11. So it's totally different. Now, the reason why I brought that up, you might be wondering, why are you talking about the Grizzlies and the Warriors? This is Locked On Clippers. Well, because Lawrence Frank said, quote, "We have to be honest with ourselves and we have to look in the mirror. It starts with me. We have to get back to honoring and respecting the regular season. We have to compete harder, more consistently, and we have to earn it. Everything has to be earned." So now, after the season is over, after you had this too cool for school kind of attitude, after you had this, as long as we're healthy in the playoffs, we'll be fine. Now you're saying all this? You had to be taught a lesson by the basketball gods that you can't cheat the game? I mean, I just think it's hilarious, personally. Because you can either do two things, or three, you can say. You can either be sad about it, you can either be mad about it, or you can either laugh about it. I'm choosing to laugh about it. It's hilarious to me that they're saying all this after the season when I've been saying it all season. And then as far as Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, he said, "We have two of the best players in the world. When healthy, they give us a chance each and every year." And yeah, as far as the regular season thing, he also went on to say, We have to compete harder every single night. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our fans. The last 28 years, the NBA champion has been a top three seed. You have to earn it. The regular season matters. I'm sorry, that's comedic. It sounds like it's coming out of my mouth saying that, because I've literally been beating that like a dead horse on this podcast all year. And he's talking about the top three seed in the history of the game now. It's hilarious. As far as the continuation of him talking about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, he said we're going to continue to build around those guys and look at every way which to improve. We believe strongly in those guys. When we traded for Paul and signed Kawhi as a free agent, it wasn't for 1 or 2 years. Every year you have those guys, they give you a chance. And he also said there's a lot of different possibilities to get better. I think our roster has gotten better with each transaction period. Kawhi, coming off ACL, he exceeded my expectations. He went far and above from what I thought we were going to get. He also went on to say surgery is not certain yet. So that's all we, you know, all the things he said about Kawhi, about Paul George. And the last thing for this segment that I'll tell you that he said was, you know, as far as Clipper fans, I know you want to hear this, guys. He said, Clipper fans are special. We have to earn their trust every single day. Now, as far as the, let's slow down a bit. As far as the earn their trust, they have done anything but. I think it's hilarious that they're saying that, considering that they straight up said that they knew about the torn meniscus after game two, but they said it was a knee sprain to the public. Now, a large reason people are saying that is because teams sometimes have a tendency to hide the injury reports from other teams to, you know, let them be more in the dark about it. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, so they can't game plan for it. I think that's a bit naive, considering the amount of people on a coaching staff these days. I think that teams would have a game plan for Kawhi and without Kawhi. And we know what's going to happen with Kawhi. You know, let's say we were playing Phoenix, right? Torrey Craig is going to guard Kawhi. They'll be okay with switching KD and Booker onto him. They will not switch Ayton and Chris Paul onto him. You know, they could choose whether to double or load up in the middle of the game. It's not that crazy. I mean, they've clearly talked about Kawhi before the series. Without Kawhi, now you put Torrey Craig or somebody on Russ, and then it just becomes easier for you. But I think more than anything, it's a psychological thing. A psychological edge if you don't tell the other team he's playing, because they may slack off. You know, having a game plan mentally to guard Kawhi or to go against Kawhi and a team led by him is totally different than going up against a team that does not have him. So in that sense, I kind of get it. But where I get mad is the pattern of this. You know, 2021, we saw a lack of transparency with the fans doing the same thing, bluffing. We saw it last year when it was reported that Kawhi would come back in March, but then he wasn't coming back. And they bluffed as if maybe he could come back for a playoff series. If anybody thought that Kawhi Leonard was going to come back and play high-stakes playoff basketball after coming off an ACL tear, considering the way we restricted his minutes in the beginning of this season, that is completely naive. So, in my opinion, and plus, the day-to-day thing earlier this season when Kawhi had a flare-up, they wouldn't just come out and say he had a flare-up, he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks when there's no playoffs or anything. They'd said day-to-day. I think that was to keep the fans from buying tickets, because last year the attendance in the beginning of the season was pretty poor, and this season in games that Kawhi didn't play, it was also not great. And then it came to the forefront when we had neither Paul nor Kawhi against Sacramento, and I mean, we had like what? People chanting light the beam. So as far as the transparency with fans, I think they failed miserably in that respect. We earned their trust. You've done nothing to do that. So in my opinion, I'm just being honest here. It's you know, him saying that is another laughable statement. And this is nothing to be mad at Lawrence Frank personally. I just think, you know, he's doing this because this is what he has to do. He's speaking up for the team in this exit interview. He has to be politically correct. You know, these kind of things. As far as Kawhi Leonard and Paul George staying with the team, look, I'm going to do more episodes about what my opinion is on all that. The fact of the matter is, he said that we are going to try to continue with Paul George and Kawhi. So when I saw Steve Ballmer talk at the Intuit Dome, you know, tour thing, he said that we are not ever going to rebuild completely and tear it all down and be bad. He said he is not down to willingly be bad for years, even if it means to be good later, because it takes a while and LA likes winners. And he's 100% right about that. So he always said a retooling. Now, based on Lawrence Frank's comments, I don't think Paul George and Kawhi are going anywhere. That being said, how many teams want to inquire for these injury-prone aging stars in the first place. Now, of course, I think teams would take, especially Paul George, considering Kawhi's injury history is, you know, a lot more complicated. I think a lot of teams could take a Paul George. A team like Cleveland, the way they got bounced out by New York without a wing player that can guard and maybe, you know, make life easier for Donovan and Darius Garland, Paul George would be amazing for them in a hypothetical situation, but they don't have nearly the trade assets unless they were to involve Evan Mobley or Darius Garland, in which the Clippers would actually listen. So that was just a hypothetical. My point is, I don't see Paul George and Kawhi getting traded based on those comments. But coming up, what about Russell Westbrook? Is he going to come back? Lawrence Frank was anti-Russell Westbrook before he came. The players had to convince him. The coach had to convince him. What are his feelings now, and what is he saying about the possibility of him coming back next season? Going to be talking about that coming up. But before we do that, I got to tell you about Nissan's most electric player of the week. It's brought to you by the new all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. And in my opinion, the Nissan player of the week for the very last time for the Clippers is Russell Westbrook. The way he played in that series, it was just amazing. Game four, he was big time. I guess, you know, that was last week, so it has to be a player for my team. But I guess, you know, in the offseason, they said I could pick a player that's not on the Clippers. So if I had to pick the most electric player of the week, there's nobody that deserves that award more than Jimmy Butler. What he's doing right now, if you're not watching the Miami Heat play, I have not seen many postseasons like this from a player to do what he did. And the Nissan Ariya is electric, brilliantly fierce, fiercely elegant, stunningly powerful, just like Jimmy, who's been an absolute monster at the rim this season, finishing through contact and these playoffs. And just like Jimmy, the all-electric Nissan Ariya delivers on duality. It's a combination of fierceness and elegance, and it's the perfect SUV crossover. The 2023 Nissan Ariya packs pin-you-to-your-seat power and premium intelligence all in one electric vehicle. The all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya, the electric vehicle for people who love to drive. Shop now at NissanUSA.com. You know, people really struggle with admitting that they need somebody to talk to. It's a big problem in today's society, especially for men who feel uncomfortable sharing their emotions. And one thing I think you might need to try if you think you need somebody to talk to, and sometimes even when you don't think you need someone to talk to, it is worth the try to go to BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing, changing, evolving. And therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LockedOnNBA to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOnNBA. All right, let's talk about Russell Westbrook. So Lawrence Frank said about Russ, and we know, and I listened to the soundbite, that Russell Westbrook was a player and coach pushed move. They wanted a point guard all year. Reggie Jackson wasn't satisfying those needs. The front office didn't really like John Wall. It seemed like the team itself, from everything I heard, John Wall wasn't getting along with everybody super well. So, and the, John Wall didn't like the medical staff either and how they restricted him for a while. So the Clippers wanted a replacement, and they obviously wanted Westbrook. Now, obviously, Lawrence Frank said before it happened that if we thought there was a point guard out there that fulfilled our needs, we'd go out there and get one. And that he also elaborated and said they have to be able to shoot. That did not sound like Russell Westbrook. Now, what he said about Russ is, we want to bring Russell back. It's a great example of when you have a trust in your partnership. T. Lou, PG, Kawhi advocated strongly for Russ. He brings a great energy and spirit to the team around the building. He said, hey, what do you need from me? What can I give to you? When you come in with that approach, he had to be highly adaptable. The role we described to him at the start was totally different at the end. So let's just examine those things. Obviously, the Clippers are going to say they want Russ back. Why would they say they wouldn't, considering the way he played? Now, the way Lawrence Frank worded that, talking about Kawhi wanted this, PG wanted this, he's doubling down on the fact that he was proven wrong, in a sense. And a lot of Clipper fans were to a degree. But that being said, if the goal was championship, we still haven't seen Russell Westbrook face the music with this team fully healthy. Now, he may have, you know, who knows? We may have won the championship healthy. Who knows? I doubt it. Because we didn't have enough time to really get this thing, you know, really flowing. Right when we were catching our stride, Paul George got hurt. But Russell Westbrook, of course Lawrence Frank is going to say he wants him back. And I believe they're going to try. But given the new CBA rules, and if you haven't looked those up, you should. And I'll probably do an episode on those CBA rules and how they affect the Clippers in the offseason. Because look, we got plenty of time. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got a lot of things. Yeah, just a lot of episodes to make. I don't know what to say. A lot of free time without Clippers basketball. And I would honestly advise everybody to enjoy it. If this season stressed you out like it did me, you know, it's great to not have to worry about that. Enjoy your summer. Get outside. Do something active. Do something new. You know, not worry about this team. It's a lot of great things in life, people. But the point is this. With the new CBA rules, Russell Westbrook is likely, unless real contracts are moved for the Clippers, is going to have to take a vet minimum most likely. And he said multiple times that he's more worried about his bread, his money. And the thing about Russell Westbrook coming to the Clippers was people were saying if he does not show himself, he will be out of the league. He will not get a contract because younger teams don't want a player like Russ who's going to come in and have a big impact. They want to develop their younger players. And older teams are experienced with a chance to win a ring, have their skepticism of Russ for various reasons. Now, the Clippers, I don't want to say they saved his career because that's extremely, you know, outlandish and a stretch because he himself played the game the right way and was amazing for us in the playoffs. But the Clippers gave him the chance and let him be him and in turn are going to help Russ get more money this summer. That's a fact. So we helped Westbrook just like he helped us. But I think we may have helped him more than he helped us, to be honest. Honestly, another question for the chat. You let me know that. Do you think Westbrook helped us more or we helped him more? Because the perception around the league of him was not great coming here just because it went so poorly with the Lakers. But now I think he's going to get a pretty solid deal. I'm talking like maybe 4 years, you know, 4 years is a bit much. I'd say maybe 3 years, like $13 million a year, 3 years, $39 million. The thing is, players that are so much worse than Westbrook are getting a lot more than that. The thing is, he's aging, but he's also in good shape. So I don't know. That's my prediction. Around a $13 to $18 million deal for around 3 or 4 years. We don't have the money for that. So it might be the end of Russell Westbrook as a Clipper. And I have to say, it was so much fun to watch him play for the Clippers. Not necessarily that his time on the Clippers was very fun. It was a stressful time. But I really enjoyed it. I think that he brought more joy to the team, to the fan base. Besides the people that were just against him from the start and wouldn't waver the whole time. You know, a couple of those. Shout out to my very loyal listeners. But a lot of you guys just did not let go of the rope that Westbrook was bad or Westbrook all this. But in the end, he ended up being the bright spot in the playoffs. So I would love to have Westbrook back. I absolutely would. I'm not confident it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, shout out to him. He did what he did in his time here. But it would be kind of sad to look back at this era and say the Russell Westbrook era with the Clippers only lasted like 16 regular season games and then the 5 playoff games and that was that. I don't know. But anyway, coming up, the big one, Ty Lue. The guy that has, you know, dealt with so many differing opinions in terms of his performance this season. Fans saying he needs to go. Fans saying he's still the right man for the job. What does Lawrence Frank think? What do I think? Let's talk about it coming up. But before I do that, I got to tell you about a championship team. And for a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay guaranteed fit, only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. All right, so to finish off, Lawrence Frank was asked about Ty Lue, and he said, why wouldn't he be back? Of course he's back. Ty is a terrific coach. I trust explicitly in Ty. Ty makes the lineup decisions and choice. Terrence Mann is versatility personified. He showed that he can take the tough defensive matchups. He can start, come off the bench. I think T. Lou did a very good job with Terrence. Oh, man, I got some stuff to say about those two. So let's start with the first one. Ty Lue will be back as head coach. Now, I'm not going to lie. I don't take this for full face value. I wouldn't take this to the bank. Reason why I say that is this. In 2020, after we collapsed, Chris Haynes reported that the Clippers intended on bringing back Glenn Rivers. And then just a couple of weeks later, he was fired. It's a little different because it's coming from the Clippers organization that Ty will be back. And that was coming from Chris Haynes. But I would just not take it to the bank for two other reasons. One, we've heard about all the stuff going on behind the scenes, right? Now, we don't know exactly to what extent how bad that is. But we obviously had that Jake Fisher article about Ty Lue potentially resigning. We had Richard Jefferson coming out and saying that when the front office and the coach are, you know, have differing philosophies, that does not make for a comfortable environment. And then I obviously had my episode talking about all the things that I'd heard. So there's an element of if Ty Lue wants to walk away, he can. He obviously dealt with a lot this year, losses in the family, you know, injured players, the whole, you know, the medical staff and the whole blindsiding him in certain ways, like against Memphis where Kawhi sat the second half. You know, I could see his frustration at times this season, many times. So if he walked away, I wouldn't blame him. But from the sounds of things, I would say just based on initial comments that Ty Lue's coming back. Now, the thing about that is Lawrence Frank's body language, the other reason I said that I'm a little skeptical is that Lawrence Frank's body language when he said that was a little bit just like, I don't know. It seemed a little fishy to me. He was like, of course he'll be back. I mean, Ty's a great coach. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I think he obviously believes he's a great coach, but I don't know if he will be back. He made it seem like it was obvious. I just don't know. But as far as what I think, look, if Ty Lue's going to come back, we need major roster overhaul in terms of the role players. He needs to not have these favorites of his, like a Marcus Morris, stay on the roster. I really am not confident about the whole Terrence Mann thing. The way he said, I think Ty did a great job with Terrence, he did not do a great job with Terrence. That's objectively false. Anybody that thinks that Ty did a great job with Terrence does not understand Terrence Mann's potential and what he's done for this team in the past and how well he was playing when he got extended minutes this season. Now, again, I want to reiterate that I don't think Terrence Mann is a lockdown defender, but I think that Terrence Mann is a better point of attack defender than we have. He adds a level of athleticism to our team. He's one of the best cutters we have. He crashes the offensive glass. He crashes the glass in general. He's a much improved three-point shooter, shooting it at the high 30% clip. And he is just strong getting to the rim. What he lacks is he's not a creator in the half court. He still strongly just has one move, and that's the hard drive right. And then sometimes he pivots and turns and shoots a one-legged fade out of it. But it's mainly just a hard drive right and a little bit of a 1-2 euro step kind of thing where he puts the ball over his head and lays it up. That's his main move. But as a role player, you don't need always to be the shot creator. Terrence Mann is also one of the best players we have in transition, but mainly it's his defense and the intangible things that he does. He also is one of the only players in the team that brings it every single night from an effort standpoint. He really cares. He's so passionate. I've seen the way he reacts at games. He's also a very intelligent player. His mom was a coach. He played under Leonard Hamilton for several years in college. Like, this dude, it comes from a good basketball background. For Lawrence Frank to say that Ty did a good job with him this season, no, he did not. He didn't even play over 30 minutes in any of the playoff games. That's wild to me. Like, say what you want about Ty. Okay, you don't think Rocco should play. Rocco's not that much better than Senior. You know, some people think that, some people don't. Terrence Mann absolutely should have been playing more than Eric Gordon. Terrence Mann should have probably never been taken out of the starting lineup ever. He should have started with Westbrook. You know, so that just... Some of these quotes just feel like a slap in the face of the fans. I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it anymore. I think some of them feel like a slap in the face of the fans. But overall, I do think Lawrence Frank cares. I do think that overall was an unfortunate set of circumstances for the Clippers. But the moral of the story is this. Ty Lue's coming back, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are coming back, and Westbrook will be, you know, they're tried to convince to come back. Now the question is, how much of all that do you believe? That, you let me know in the comments. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod. Subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, for more Clipper and NBA content. I mean, I haven't gone live in a couple days, but I'm going to keep talking about the playoffs as they continue on my own channel. And Locked On Clippers is free and available on all your podcasting platforms. Make sure you comment on the YouTube video. What of the statements that he made did you like? What did you not like? How much do you think of it is the truth? You let me know. Thank you for making Locked On Clippers your first listen today. Every day is tomorrow on the show. Going to be talking about what I think we should do with the roster and the options and evaluating them. So much to talk about. Thank you for joining me. The age-old proverb continues. Go Clippers.